Oh, it's exceeded expectations. Honestly, it has been incredible. And I think the important thing for me now is just to, you know, do things that I believe in, that I think affect people's lives. For example, whether it's women's sport or getting involved in the website you were talking about, the History Pin website, remember how we did things, you know, how we lived, how we, the domestic appliances that we had in the 1950s and what we have now and how that frees us up, particularly women, you know, from doing 50 hours housework a week, which is a full-time job, to maybe doing between 10 and 20 or less, yeah. In my case.
We've packed so much into this year and sport has played such a big part in that. And now next up for you is probably, I would say, the biggest sports personality of the year ever.
Oh, the biggest, the best list. Yeah. I mean, just best lineup. I mean, 12 names there that are really, really talented men and women. Five women on the list, and a huge variety of sports: Olympians, Paralympians, a golfer as well. Obviously, Andy Murray spans both tennis and the Olympics. It's a really, really good list, and I'm very excited about working on it.
And next up for you, of course, is a career sort of change in a way, isn't it? Because you're now going to be doing pretty much permanently the Channel 4 coverage of horse racing.
Not permanently.
I'm going to do,
I mean, I'm very excited about doing it. In 40 days I'll do for them. I'll do the major meetings. But I've got a new show on Radio 2 on Sunday mornings, and I will still be working for the BBC, and there are various other things that I will probably do. So essentially, the Channel 4 racing is a huge part of my year, right, and it is important to me, and it's my home sport, and I think it's, you know, it once you get into a rhythm with racing, it's easier to do it when you do more of it. It's very hard to do it when you do little of it, and I wanted to still do the racing, so I had no option because the BBC didn't have it anymore, and Channel 4, I'm very, very grateful to them that they wanted me, and it's a great team. I'll be working with some really good people. And that'll be fun. And then, yes, I'm doing a programme called Britain's Brightest for BBC One, which will start in January, on January the 5th, on Saturday nights. That's a six-part series. And Radio 2 starts on the 20th of January. So I've gone from looking like I'd had nothing on in 2013 to having a very, very busy year ahead.
Yeah, you've got to keep your diary up to date then, otherwise you're going to forget things along the way.
Exactly.
Obviously, on the horse racing front, this is a county that is just it's just huge, really, here, particularly with the big trainers and David Pipe.
Well, you've got Paul Nicholls, David Pipe and Philip Hobbs, haven't you, all of them?
Yeah, of course. And Kieran Burke as well, who's up and coming with Huntball.
So you have. I mean, you've got huge interest and Big Bucks. I watched him win it. I was at Newbury on Saturday for the Hennessy.
Yeah.
And Big Bucks obviously won that afternoon as well. He is extraordinary. What a horse.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully you can see some good Somerset success in the next few months.
I will look out for it and think of you.
Thank you.